This is Michael Youssef, and you're listening to today's My Devotional, Uncompromising Truth for Everyday Faith. The 10th of February, 2026. What true humility looks like. If you read the Bible regularly, you'll notice something about God's ways. They run counter to the ways of the world. You see, in the kingdom of God, we conquer by yielding. We find rest under a yoke. We reign by serving, and we are made great by becoming nothing. We become wise by being fools for Jesus' sake. We are made free by becoming slaves to Christ, and we possess all things by giving up everything. We triumph through defeat. We have victory and glory in our infirmity, and we live by dying. That's why a true servant of Jesus will always be an enigma and a paradox to this fallen world. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, Paul explained this principle, using himself and the other apostles as examples. This, then, is how you ought to regard us, as servants of Christ. What is the first concern for the servant of the Lord? Not how can I be happy, but how can I please the Master? Paul did not say the servant of Jesus must be eloquent or clever or an extraordinary communicator. No, the servant of Jesus must humble himself under Jesus. So Paul doesn't want to be known as a tremendous leader or an expert church planter or a brilliant theologian. He wants the Corinthians to think of him simply as a servant of Jesus Christ. This is true humility, being obedient to our Lord above all else. Humility has everything to do with the submission of one's thoughts, one's opinions, one's ideas to the truth of God's Word. It's a greatness the world simply cannot understand. Pray with me. Precious Lord, Your ways are not my ways. You call me to a life that confounds the world, but it is the best life. Make me more like You, humble and loving. You alone are worthy of my worship. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today's My Devotional has been provided by Leading the Way.